worth spending time on trying to understand what Avas Hashem is, what love of Hashem is, and how to achieve it. In terms of the centrality and the importance of it, just listen to what the Chovos HaLevavos has to say. In Shah Avas Hashem, in the introduction. This is the end of Chovos HaLevavos. Shah Avas Hashem. You should understand and know, my brother, that all the duties of the heart, personal qualities, and nobility of the soul mentioned previously in this book are steps and stages leading to this lofty idea of Avas Hashem, of love of Hashem, which we intend to explain in this section. You should also know that all duties and virtues, whether you learn it from logic, from Tanakh, from the Torah Shebaal Peh, these are steps by which one aspires to this ideal, which is the goal and culmination. There is no level higher than this, nor any level beyond it. Every business, and this is the way Eric Coopersmith explains it, every business has its ultimate goal, and every employee understands that his or her overall success is measured according to the contribution in achieving that goal. Our goal in life is Ahavas Hashem, to love Hashem, and therefore our success is judged to the degree to which we succeed in attaining this goal. Now, it's true, you might say, the purest and most intense experience of being close to Hashem can only be in Olam Haba, in the world to come. It can only really be after our neshama has divested itself of its physical body, it's left the distractions of the material world. But actually, it's something which is relevant and possible for us right now. We say this throughout El Tishrei. Acha sha'alti meis Hashem, oisa avakesh, shifti beis Hashem kol yimei chayai, lachzus b'nayam Hashem avaka beichala. David HaMelech prays for closeness to Hashem kol yimei chayai, all of the days of my life. I want it now. I want it later too. Olam hazeh, olam haba. The more we can taste it in this world, the more we'll be able to experience it in the world to come as well. Understand that Hashem, who is infinite and perfect, has a desire to share his perfection with others. Not doing so would make him selfish. Hashem created the world to give us the opportunity to make a relationship with him, to experience his perfection, which is the greatest pleasure possible. This is the ultimate chesed of Olam Chesed Yabana. In order for it to be worthwhile, we have to own it. We have to earn it. Hashem created this world to give us the opportunity and the possibility of a relationship with him. Avas Hashem. Hashem created us as pleasure seekers. That's the way we make decisions in general. What's going to give us the most pleasure? We're wired that way. But as Rav Noach Weinberg, Zichat Zalat Livracha, used to explain, ultimately, we're seeking the ultimate pleasure. And therefore, a person is able to delay gratification or from indulging in a particular pleasure in order to achieve a greater pleasure. A person might be able to avoid the donuts this Hanukkah in order to experience a greater pleasure of being fit and healthy. We're constantly seeking pleasure. The ultimate pleasure is Avas Hashem. And that's what we need to explore and understand.